Erici and Port Trapani. Hello. Erici, the sacred city of the Elymi, Carthaginians and Romans, which preserves within its ancient walls tangible signs of its glorious past. Evidence of this can be found in historical sources and archaeological sites throughout its territory. Virgilio and Orazio, Carducci and Fici Labassi described the mystical attraction of these places in their poetry. In Venus's temple, 5,000 beautiful priestesses took part in the ceremony of sacred prostitution, uniting in sexual embraces with seamen from every part of the Mediterranean. The present urban structure is, nevertheless, medieval and baroque, with churches and convents that clearly highlight the overlapping of Christianity with the pre-existent pagan cults. There is an unequaled charm in every corner of Erici, in every stone, in its typical courtyards, in the magical view that appears suddenly in all its splendor from the bottom of deep slopes or the garden of the Balio or from the old towers. The whole town is a museum. Everywhere in the palaces and houses, local stone is used in blocks and slabs, typical of a technique that represents the methods and shape of the 6th century BC. The passing of the centuries have coloured the surfaces of the buildings with thick spots of musk and lichen on the walls, in the little cloistered streets with mosaic flooring, where enchantment and silence reign. We are at Port Trapani, one of the entrances to Erici, through the very old Elymo Punic walls, which have a medieval aspect. Here we start our itinerary to discover the town, sacred to Venus, and where the wooden statue of St. Christopher, with baby Jesus in his arms, welcomes visitors from a niche just inside the gateway.